Talking CMU baseball with Mavs skipper Chris Hanks on the team.
And with us right now, the skipper of the Colorado Mesa Mavericks baseball team, Chris Hanks. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim.
Have you got your morning chess in?
Yeah, I did, actually. I did my early morning puzzles. I train every morning.
That's training, mental training. It's every bit as important as physical training, I believe.
Yeah, I do four puzzles. You do four puzzles, and you either get them right, you got to solve them. You know, anyway, I won't get into it, but it's good training.
Well, your ball club takes 3 out of 4 against Highlands, and of course, the nice win, and that I'm glad the weather, you know, even though there was a weather delay, at least it cooperated enough for you to do the fireworks on Friday night over at Sam Saplesio Field, but you get 3 out of 4. As you get ready to wrap up the regular season with Adams State, but to kind of take us through this last weekend with that series with the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, you know, we were really concerned. You know, the game we lost, game two, the Martinez kid there, lefty, he gave us fits last year. He gives everybody fits, and he almost beat us last year down in Highlands. We had to bring in Durbano to close out the game with runners on second and third to, I think, hold on to a one-run lead, and that. So we knew he was dangerous. We just made, you know, all those errors. I think it was in the third inning. You know, we didn't give up an earned run. We lost 3-1. And I guess that's baseball. But that was a tough pill to swallow. But, you know, really the last 2 weeks we've just played miserable conditions until Sunday this week. Sunday was very nice. So we're ready to play in some good baseball weather. I hope that happens here soon.
Yeah, let's hope that happens this weekend when you head to Alamosa to take on Adams State. But to, you know, kind of wrap it up with that victory on Sunday, 11-0 over Highlands. Jordan Pace got the start. It was his second start of the season. Had the 5 shutout innings, gave up just 3 hits and struck out 4 to get his first win. He was really good for you in that Sunday finale against the Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, he really was. Pacer, you know, he throws a lot of strikes. And when he pitches on the edges, he was really tough. You know, he pitched the opening game of the junior college tournament last year, I think, for Salt Lake against Wabash, that great hitting team. And he held them down, I think, for 7 innings. You know, so he has that ability. And, you know, big games don't bother him. So he could be a bright spot for us on the mound as we finish this year.
Chris Hanks, coach of the CMU baseball team, with us. And Chris, you look at the standings right now in the RMAC heading to the final weekend. You're 22-6 in conference, ranked 11th in the nation, 32-14 overall. You got Regis at 18-10, and then Colorado School of Mines 17-11, tied with the team you're going to in Adams State at 17-11. So, you know, in regard to nailing down the RMAC championship, the regular season, hosting the RMAC tournament, looks like obviously you guys are in a great spot heading down to Alamosa to finish things off this weekend.
Yeah, well, we've clinched at least a share of the conference championship, which puts the tournament here. We do know that we'll play here. The tournament will be here next Wednesday. We got to win one game to clinch it outright, or we just lose one game and we clinch it as well. So we're most concerned, you know, I guess, about a tough Adams team who's had a very good year and who has a lot of good players and older veterans, you know, a team that a lot of them have been together for a few years, and now they're seniors and they're having a good year and they're playing at home. So, you know, it'll be a good test for us. And they're the team that's leading the conference in hitting this year.
Yeah, right now they're hitting .347 on the season. And, you know, they've got some bats that have certainly delivered this year with Aiden Tischauer. He's had a great season hitting .411 for them. He's got 29 RBIs. Mike Bathhauser's got like 61 ribbies to lead them. His brother Matt's got, I believe, 47 RBIs. So it is a very potent lineup you face when you take on the Grizzlies this weekend.
Yeah, those Bathhauer brothers have been there since their freshman year. You know, we've always said, even since they were freshmen, those are 2 kids we'd love to have in our program. Mike's probably the bigger threat of the two overall, and he's playing. He played third his whole career up until this year. I think he's playing some short, and those kids are dangerous. And so, certainly, a weekend on the road where, you know, it's in no shape or form a gimme.
And of course, this weekend wraps up the regular season. As you mentioned, you already clinched a share of the RMAC title, a chance to win it outright this weekend. But we do know the RMAC tournament will be at the Diamond at the Bergman Sports Complex starting on Wednesday for the first day of the RMAC tournament. Hey, Chris, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck down at Alamosa taking on Adams State. And, of course, we're excited to bring folks coverage of the RMAC tournament starting next Wednesday. Always appreciate the time.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Chris Hanks, coach of the Maverick baseball team, the number 11 team in the nation after they took three out of